Dr. Proctor's Fart Powder, The Great Gold Robbery. Written by Jo Nesbo and read by Stanley McGay. A tiny little guy wearing a tweed coat and a, well, as we already determined, very stupid-looking deerstalker hat, stood there in the doorway. He took a tobacco pipe out of his mouth, marched over to the bar, climbed up onto one of the towering bar stools, and gave the bartender a stern look. "My good man, give me the strongest soda you have." The bartender kept polishing the glass, which already looked very clean.
"The strongest, sir."
"Don't you understand English?" Nilly said, taking off his hat and setting it on the bar. "I don't want the normal watery swill. I need something that will pick me up, something that will bubble in my nose and scratch up my throat so it feels like I poured an anthill down there. On the rocks, no seltzer."
You could have a cola with ice and a slice of lemon," the bartender suggested.
"Great, but make it a double," Nilly replied.
"A double, sir."
"Two slices of lemon, you party pooper," Nilly said, spinning around on his stool and taking a closer look at the pub and its clientele, who were still staring at him. And then, loudly enough for everyone to hear, he said, "And don't even try giving me Diet Coke, or I'll shoot your party pooper head right off your body, understand?" The bartender filled a glass and set it in front of Nilly, who grabbed it, tilted his head back, opened wide, drained it in one go, and slammed the empty glass back down on the bar.
"Hit me again,"
Nilly groaned, pointing at the glass, his eyes bulging, and his voice sounding oddly choked up from the carbonation. The bartender filled it again, and Nilly tossed it right back. A man in a hat that said Millwall on it had walked up to the bar and taken a seat next to Nilly.
"You play hard, stranger,"
the man said in a whiskey voice.
"Hard is the only way I play," Nilly said, looking at the reflection of the man's face in the mirror behind the shelves with the bottles on them.
"What are you doing here? You don't look like you're from around here,"
the man said.
"Rumour has it that this is where the best dart players this side of the Thames can be found," Nilly said with a shrug.
"And so what, if that is the case?"
"I'm the best dart player from the other side of the Thames," Nilly said, snatching a toothpick and starting to chew on it. "I'm looking to challenge him.